The idea is to have a look at, given the AFL's in a position at the moment, a position that not many people are very envious of at all. It's one where decisions have to be made, particularly with the new report being done into the Essendon Football Club. And when I look at the US baseball situation at the moment, they're being faced with a very similar situation where some well-recognised players are going off campus, we'll say, or off the club premises, and been found to be guilty of taking enhancement drugs or performance enhancement drugs. And some of these players are massive names in the industry, players that are on in excess of $250 million for a few seasons, and I'm not too sure how many seasons. So we're talking about some big names, and we're talking about other players that aren't necessarily big names, but nonetheless there's a parallel there. And I'm here not to convict Essendon whatsoever. In fact, the report may come out and clear everyone, and I hope for their sake it does. But strong governance is what was required in the American situation, because they can't afford to soft pedal around this major scandal, if you like. But at the moment, the player that's been charged is allowed to play this weekend. And I'm finding that difficult to sort of digest, given the severity of the charges, that an organisation, really the strength of the organisation is what people look for, and that strong governance, not to be worried about the primary or the first thing that comes up, which is a superstar, can we suspend a superstar? It's about the game. It's about the integrity of the game, and it's about the longevity of the game and getting it right. And I think that the lessons that may be learnt from this could be very, very valid for the AFL in terms of people here in Australia are looking at this outcome. And I don't think they're necessarily now looking at the outcome for Essendon. I think they're looking at the strength of the hierarchy at the AFL to deliver, one way or the other, some very, very straightforward factual information, and be strong in terms of, if there's a penalty warranted, that they are strong enough to deliver that penalty. If there's no penalty, then explain it the way it should be and come out looking strong, because there's nothing worse than governance that can't make a decision. And I just think that the big issue at the moment, really, to me, is that the strength of any organisation is the strength of its top people, and that then filters down right throughout.